closer.
Everybody, and welcome to the Pre-Accident Investigation Podcast Safety Moment. This is an operational excellence moment. And today we're going to talk about a pretty important quote. It comes from Sidney Decker, and it's in the book, The Field Guide to Understanding Human Error, all three versions. You'll find it. There's no question about it. It's there. And the quote's really simple, but I think it's pretty thoughtful. To truly understand failure in your organization, you first must understand how your organization reacts to failure. Now, we know that management's response to failure matters because we talk about it all the time. But I want to take this one step further because the way your operation reacts to risk truly is identified by the way your operation understands risk. And once you've identified a risk, you actually have changed that risk forever. The risk is no longer a surprise. It's no longer non-identified. And in fact, it becomes a giant part of the way you do your operations, the way workers actually perform work adaptively in a complex system while they're doing work. This is important because now I'm saying that risk is more about the organization's identification and response to that risk than it is about the worker's ability to manage and be competent around that risk, or at least equally important. One does not supersede the other. But I think traditionally what we've done is we've looked at risk and we've thought that risk truly belongs to the risk takers. But in fact, risk truly belongs to the operation. So when you have a serious catastrophic failure, I would actually suggest that safety didn't fail operations. Operations actually failed to be safe. And that switcheroony, that twist of the language, that twist of the language becomes really important. I've spent a lot of time in the last 4 or 5 months looking at fatalities. We're going to talk more about fatalities on the podcast, to be sure. But one of the things I'll tell you is that fatalities almost are never an individual failure. They're almost always an organizational failure. Something failed deep in the system that created conditions that allowed just enough things to go wrong for that failure to happen. So Southwest Airlines lost their computer system, and everything went down for a whole bunch of days, and it cost them a lot of money, like $10 million or more. What's crazy is that catastrophic failure was really the function of a small router that failed just enough to stop the process from working, but not enough to actually trigger the resilient and robust redundancy systems that Southwest had. That notion is really important for us to think about because our response to failure almost ensures that we believe failure happened because the worker on the sharp end of the stick failed to identify a problem before it happened. But it's hard to identify things before they happen. We have to be very careful in understanding that the way we look at and name risk in our organization changes the way we understand and the way we own risk in our operations. That's an important thing to think about. Chew on it a while because, well, this one I think is really a conversation starter, not a conversation stopper. That's the safety moment for today. Listen carefully, get better, have as much fun as you possibly can, learn something new every single day, and for goodness sakes, be safe.